Do you hear what that's shouting?
Oh, it's the Black Lives Matter people.
Really?
Yeah, they're coming down. You want to see?
Yeah. Police cars?
Very few of them left now, unfortunately. Ugh. All right.
I didn't know getting up from your chair was going to be such a ordeal.
Okay, so what I'm showing you is what's left of the Black Lives Matter movement during the week. I mean, the weekends, it's a lot more crowded. But during the week, since it's Monday, you just get, I mean, you still get crowds of people, but it's not much of a crowd. There's only about maybe 100, 200 people there. And then there's a second one where everyone's on bicycles. So these are the people that are on foot. And there's a few cop cars leading it. But they're chanting and they're walking and they have signs. So, you know, here in New York, there's some people that are still keeping this going.
So what is that street, that road that we're looking at right there?
You're looking down 2nd Avenue and you're seeing the group of people who are still fighting for the Black Lives Matter movement.
So you still have cars on that road following them.
Yeah, so there's cops behind them protecting them. And, you know, it's a slow roll now. I mean, on the weekend, there's a lot more people. On the weekend, they're closing down streets because there's hundreds of people. But during the week, you know, people are at work now. People are back to work. So they're not free to come down and protest. So the protests have gotten, they're doing lots of little protests like this around the city. This is just the one in my neighborhood. You know, there's several little protests like this all over the city. So this is like, you know, maybe 100 people or so. People are still shouting for the healthcare workers, but I have to be honest, like a little less than usual, because the coronavirus problem here in New York City is not the same as it is anywhere else in the country. We now have the lowest rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're now, so yesterday we had 80 cases and zero deaths. The day before that, I think we had about 90 cases. So yeah, New York City, especially, I mean, New York State, we're seeing a little more because people upstate are finally starting to get coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So upstate we have a couple hundred people, but here in Manhattan it's been under 100 cases every single day, and you know, I think one day we had 2 deaths, but mostly it's zero. So we're flattening our curve here.
So the Black Lives Matter thing that we just saw, is mm-hmm. that happening every day?
Yeah. Every day it's, so on the weekends they're big giant protests where there's lots and lots of people. And then during the week, you get like little pockets of people. And there's, like I said, they do it in different areas of the city. So today there's a group coming down 2nd Avenue in the East Village. I know there's another group on the Upper West Side, another group on the Upper East Side. So they've sort of fractured into smaller groups.
Are they wearing masks?
Yes, they're all wearing masks.
Okay, so everybody.
You'll get like one or two who aren't, but then people will shame them and hand them a mask. So I would say like, yeah, 99 out of the 100 of them are wearing masks.
Oh. Huh.